Verla, what can you add? Because you certainly have put in many, many years in the interior of Alaska country.
Yeah, but so I'm so familiar with it that I don't know what's of interest to other people. Because I went in there before there was a railroad, and the boats used to come up there to the Chena Bridge on First and Cushman.
Let me ask you.
And I can remember that.
Let me ask you. The Chena Bridge, now that crossed the Chena Slough, is that not right?
Yeah.
How come it's now the Chena River?
I don't remember what we called it. It was just the Chena as far as I knew. And Garden Island was on the other side, and then the other slough that went in was Noyes' Slough. And,
yes.
And,
this is Fairbanks we're speaking of now.
Yeah.
And how about Kramer Dairy? Is that still operating to your knowledge?
I don't think so. I don't know.
That's an old time dairy, wasn't it?
Well, much older was Bentley's.
That's right, you mentioned that too, yes.
Yeah, I used to ride on the sled with him when he'd deliver milk. A whole gang of us kids would climb on that sled and ride a few blocks every time he'd come by. And we came in over the Valdez Trail. And of course there was no, you had to go back out by team and sled in the winter time. And of course we went in there in
1919.
Well, we went to Alaska in 1918. And we spent a year partly in Cordova, partly in Seward, and partly in Chitna, most of the time in Chitna. And my father was freighting on the highway, and he was killed in an accident about a month after we arrived in Fairbanks.
Hmm.